we're excited to continue our series this morning, hashtag all the feels, where we are hoping to help you guys navigate all of the different romantic feelings and emotions that come with your life stage and then later on down the road for you. And we want to help you think biblically about those things so that you can experience God's best for your life. And so we're going to dive in to that this morning. And how fitting that we are, given that Valentine's Day was this past Friday. Did anybody do anything fun Valentine's Day? Okay, a few of you. The majority not. That's okay. Well, that's great. I thought I'd begin this morning by sharing with you just a near and dear memory from one of my Valentine's Days in middle school. It was February 14th, 2010. I was just a young lad, only in 7th or 8th grade. I'm not exactly sure, but I was in middle school. And I remember Valentine's Day, I had a girlfriend at that point in time, and I was feeling myself. I was dressed in Sunday's best and trying to look spiffy. And so I go to my lockers. First thing I would do, I go to my locker, and out falls this handwritten letter. And this is kind of embarrassing, but I found that letter just recently, and so I thought I would share it with you this morning. Is that okay? What was written to me? Hey, and I want you to know, like, don't ever call me inauthentic, okay? This is the height of authenticity here. And not only are we just going to share it with you, but I'm going to invite Sean Hill up here, and we're going to drop the lights a little bit. We really want to set the scene for just where I was emotionally reading this letter. So, Sean, take it away.
Jacob, when I met you, you thought your socks were cooler than mine. When I fell for you, we were at a football game, and it was 35 degrees. Later that week, you texted me, and I knew just then you were soon to be mine. Every day, I think about how lucky I am to have you and how my life has been with you. You are my guy. I can't imagine not having you. Every time you hug me, I think about how I never want to let you go. When Becca said if Andre were to ever break up with her, she would say no. I thought about how I would do that same thing. Smiley face. Even though you are jealous of my fruit snacks, I know it's just because you wish you had them. So one day we will pack up our poker chips and take on some stiff competition. We will beast up the basketball court and be together forever. I love you, bub.
Hey, look, if you are cringing in your skin, you know how you can only imagine how I feel, okay? I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea what I was feeling, but I knew I loved fruit snacks, at least. But here's the thing, guys. The reason I share that letter with you is because there is no doubt that I was caught in the feels. I mean, I was caught in the feels, and I did not know what to do. And realistically, guys, you want to know how long that lasted? 2 weeks, okay? 2 weeks later, I got another letter that was like, hey, we're done. And I was like, dang. And whatever, I move on with my life in middle school. So anyways, I start there because this morning we're going to talk about what to do whenever you are caught in the feels, whenever you experience feelings and emotions that you just can't seem to shake. Or honestly, maybe you're not even entirely sure what you're feeling or what you are going to do with those feelings. The goal of this morning is to help you navigate clearly based on God's word and truths from his word, how you can navigate when you're caught in the feels. Because here's the reality. Every one of us here in this room, at some point in our lives, you're likely to experience one of those moments where you're just like, gosh, I can't shake these feelings. Or, man, I don't even know what I'm feeling right now. Or what am I supposed to do with these feelings? Like, some of you here in this morning are on cloud nine because it was just Valentine's Day and you got a scrunchie on your wrist and you're like, man, I'm feeling good about myself. Others of you are like, man, I didn't have a Valentine's, will I ever have a Valentine's? What, like, am I not good enough? And so Valentine's and this whole concept produces insecurity and fear. And then others of you are you like, man, I just kind of couldn't care less. Or maybe this isn't something that you think you're interested in pursuing right now. But here's the reality. Everyone here in this room this morning, all of us have feelings. All of us have emotions. And it can be really hard and really confusing and really frustrating sometimes to know what to do with those feelings. And particularly with romantic feelings. Romantic feelings that we have for others can be some of the strongest and deepest desires and feelings and emotions that we experience. But here's also the reality of that, is that whenever we don't know what to do with those feelings, and people act flippantly on those feelings, they can lead to deep hurts in our life if you don't know what to do. And so let me just tell you, if you don't know how to deal with your feelings and process through those and act on those in accordance with God's word, hear me say, you are going to hurt people. You're going to hurt people. And not only that, but if you don't know how to process your own feelings, then other people might hurt you as well. And so it's deeply important that we understand how we can process these feelings and emotions according to God's word so that we might experience the fullness of life that he would intend for us, okay? Whether it's now or whether it's somewhere down the road, we need to know what to do when we're caught in the feels. And so we're going to talk about three things. The first thing we're going to look at is we've got to recognize that our feelings are real but not always reliable. Our feelings are real, but not always reliable. The second thing that we've got to do is we've got to inform our feelings before we follow them. And then the third thing that we have to do is that we've got to obey God's will before our own. So we're going to start this morning talking about that first point, that we've got to recognize that our feelings are real, but not always reliable. And so I'm going to show you a little clip from a short film done by the people who produced Inside Out, if you've seen that movie, because I think Disney is just genius. Like, they get inside of your head and they just characterize all these different emotions and experiences that we think about. And so there's this clip that I'm going to show you that I think is oftentimes what we envision this moment of affection for. And so that clip kills me. That is so funny. And Inside Out as a whole is an amazing movie. But here's the thing. I think that, like, all of us have this image whenever we think about emotions and feelings, particularly romantic feelings and emotions, that we think it's like just strumming that air guitar, right? We just think it's fireworks, that it's just crazy. And here's the reality, again, is that sometimes, guys, it may feel like that. Like, you may see your crush across the room and your heart just starts beating, right? And you're like, oh my gosh. And so you start to freak out a little bit. Other times you're like, oh my gosh, I got to go in my shell. Like, you don't know how to process or act on different feelings and emotions that you're experiencing. Or you don't even know what you're feeling. You're like, man, do I like them? Like, I really hate the way they chew their gum, but I kind of like think they're cute. But what do I do with that? Like, do I ask him to be my boyfriend, or do I ask him to be my girlfriend? Like, what am I supposed to do, right? Or maybe for some of you here in this morning, it's not that you feel attracted maybe to somebody of the opposite gender, but maybe you feel and you're wrestling with attractions to somebody who's of the same gender. And I just want to pause here for just a second and tell you that if that is you here in this room this morning, I want you to know that this is a place that you are welcome, and this is a place where we want every student to be known and accepted, taught about Jesus, and challenged to grow. And you need to hear that that struggle towards that propensity to sin is no different than my struggle or propensity to lust after somebody who's not my wife, okay? So you are not an outcast. You are not condemned. We are not going to shame anybody here in this room or in your small groups. But here's what we do want for you and every single body here in this room, is that we want you to know the God who loves you and who cares for you and wants to have you experience fullness of life according to his word that he has given to every single one of us. that we might walk in that, so that we would abide in an intimate relationship with him first, and that then we would know how to rightfully respond to any feelings and any emotions that we experience in our life. So every one of us might be on different ends of this spectrum here this morning. But here's what we have to realize with these feelings and emotions that we experience every single day, is that our feelings are real. Okay, I'm not telling you to just think that, oh man, I just act like they're not there or pretend like they're not there. I'm not asking you to pretend. But what I am telling you is that you've got to realize that our feelings and emotions are not always reliable, meaning that we should be careful in trusting our own feelings before we follow them. That comes from God's word. Jeremiah 17:9 tells us that our hearts are wicked and deceitful, which means that if we're continually led by wicked and deceitful hearts that are prone to run towards things that aren't God's best for us, if we continually do that, it is not going to go well for us. We're also told in Proverbs 14:12 that there is a way that appears to be right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. And we have a very real enemy who is seeking to steal, kill, and destroy our lives. And so the reality is that sometimes our feelings and our emotions, whenever we flippantly follow them, are going to lead us into destruction if we're not careful. And so we've got to know what to do. You have got to take a healthy pause, recognizing that, man, this is real. I feel this, but I've got to be careful. I've got to inform my feelings before I follow them. So that's our second point this morning. You've got to recognize your feelings are real, but not always reliable. And because of that, you've got to inform your feelings before you follow them. Let me ask you a question. How many of you here in this room this morning want to be a pilot? Anybody? Anybody like want to fly airplanes someday? Let's go. That's amazing. So here's the deal. Probably it's a terrifying thing, but if you want to be a good pilot, right? If you want to fly an airplane and not nosedive into the ground, you've got to know your instrument panel, right? If you are flying at night or you're flying in heavy cloud cover or any of these things, you cannot fly by the seat of your pants. Has anybody heard that saying before? Don't fly by the seat of your pants. Basically what that saying is that if you're in an airplane and you're just going solely based off of what you feel, by the ways that your pants are shifting, that is not a very good way to fly an airplane, right? Like if you're getting on a commercial plane to go fly somewhere, you're hoping that your pilot knows their instruments. Because even in moments where they can't see what's ahead of them, even in moments where they can't trust their external senses, what they can trust is their instrument panel. It's never going to lead them astray. And so they know how to navigate what might be treacherous situations and scenarios based on their gauges. And the reason I tell you that is because we have all been given an instrument panel. We've all been given a guide to help inform our feeling. And that is God's word. God's word is our instrument panel. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us this, that all scripture is breathed out by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. That means that God has revealed himself to all of us so that no matter what you feel, you can stand on his truths and his promises and walk according to those in order to experience fullness of life. And so even if feelings are real but not always reliable, the word of God is reliable. It's trustworthy. You can test it. You can live it out. And you'll experience God's best for you. Right? But here's my question. Is that do we believe that? Like I think sometimes if we're honest, it is so much easier to just do whatever we're feeling. It is so much easier to just live life based on our emotions that we experience. And to let those guide us. Like, that is a lot easier than taking time to say, you know what, I'm going to slow down, I'm going to pray, I'm going to seek God's word, and I'm going to let other people into this to help me experience God's best. That process is harder than just doing whatever you want, But here's what I would tell you is that in the long run, it is going to be for your joy that you would do that. That you would experience more joy and less scars because of it. But I know, guys, that we are filled with confusing messages as far as how we are to deal with our feelings. Like if you have friends around you that are like, hey, it's fine. Just do whatever you want. You know, follow your heart. This is love, you know? And I would just tell you that that is foolish. It's foolish if we follow our heart that is wicked and deceitful without knowing the heart of God and following his. Okay? And so because of this, Paul is going to say elsewhere. He says that we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ. So Paul's writing to a different context, but he's saying that anybody who challenges the knowledge of God, that challenges the opinions of God, I'm going to take it captive and I'm going to obey him before I obey other worldly thoughts and opinions. So my thought to you is, do you know God's word? Do you know your instrument panel? Because if you don't, then you're just going to live life going wishy-washy, just flying by the seat of your pants, and it's not going to go well with you. You've got to know God's word that you might experience the usefulness of it, that you would live your life according to it. And here's why we should do this, y'all. God, the one who created you, like think about this. He created you. He formed you. He knows your inmost parts. He knit you together in your mother's womb. Like that's how intimately he knows you. You are his creation. And so don't you think that it would be a good thing knowing that God loves you, he cares for you, and he is for you to know him and to follow him? Knowing that he is trustworthy, he is reliable, and he has revealed himself to you because he loves you. And so his word is there to help you inform your thoughts before you follow him. A great practice that you can do to do this, my wife and I were literally talking about this last night. I want you to know that just because you're in middle school, it's not any less hard to process your feelings. Like sometimes I'm sitting with my wife and I'm just like, I've got no idea what I'm feeling. I don't even know what I'm thinking. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, it's hard for me to process my thoughts sometimes and my feelings and my emotions. It's common to everybody here in this room. Something that my wife does that I think is so helpful is she, whenever she starts her journal, she'll write the question, what am I feeling? She'll write the question, what am I feeling? And she'll journal through that. And as she writes her thoughts, she's able to see, is that accurate? Does that align with God's word? Is that true? And she informs those feelings before she follows them. And we do that together, right? And so maybe that's a helpful practice for you, is that if you find yourself in a place where it's like, God, I don't know what I'm feeling right now, stop and just journal about it. Right, man, what am I feeling? And write those down. Look at God's word. Pray, seek him first, and then let other people in to help you process through that. Inform your feelings before you follow them, because God loves you and he's for you. And then our third and final point this morning is that we are to obey God's will before our own. Because I know that some of you here in this morning are still thinking and are still feeling like that moment where you feel those unshakable feelings that you're like, Jacob, they're never going to go away. Like, even if I recognize that they're real but not reliable, and even if I inform my thoughts before I follow them, like, I still can't get rid of them. And so what do I do? And my response to you is, trust God and obey his will before your own. And this isn't necessarily pertaining to romantic feelings and emotions, but it is a lot of feelings and emotions which my wife and I experienced over the course of the past month. What I just shared with y'all about being in a hospital for a month with our son in this plastic box, having to have monitors and tubes and all of these things on his face just to help him live. And every single day that we have to leave the hospital and leave him at the hospital with nurses Like, we have to go home and just leave him there. We don't get to take him home with us. And every day you walk into that hospital again wondering, man, did he have a good night? Is he doing okay this morning? And I will tell y'all, this month was not easy. It was not an easy month. It's never easy to have to leave your child at a hospital connected to all these tubes and all these things, not knowing the full extent of really how he's doing. That's not an easy thing. And we experienced a wide variety of feelings and emotions that were really hard to understand at times. But several times, like my wife and I just had to look at each other and just say, man, are we going to trust God's will? Are we going to obey him even whenever we don't understand? Even whenever it feels like we have feelings and emotions that are just going to be so difficult to shake, will we trust him? And out of an overflow of that trust, will we obey him? Even whenever things don't maybe look good or how we thought they would have gone, will we trust him? Will we obey him? And let me just tell you this morning, is that obedience, guys, overflows from a heart that trusts God's will before our own. You obey God, even whenever you don't feel like it, whenever you trust his will above your own. It's a crazy thing, y'all. God's word tells us in Isaiah 55, 8 and 9, that God's ways, his thoughts, are higher than our thoughts. He says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. You need to know that God is sovereign. He is above all things. He created you. He formed you. But knowing that, and then reading the next verse that I already said this morning of Romans 8:28, that we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purposes. And John 10:10. That while the thief comes that only to steal, kill, and destroy, Jesus came that we may have life and have it abundantly. So think about this for a second with me. God knows everything. He knows it better than you will ever know it. He is sovereign. He's over all. But think about it. He is completely above everything, yet he is for you. He is actively working everything for your good if you're in Christ. That is mind-blowing. But as my wife and I were sitting in the hospital, like, we clung to these truths that we were going to say, God, you are good. We know we can trust you. Even in circumstances we don't feel it, and that even now you're working for our good. So will you help us obey in this circumstance whenever it feels crazy? And I know that's got nothing to do with like remote romantic feelings and emotions, but it sure does apply to them as well. It sure applies to any feelings and to any emotions. Is that, are you going to obey God's will before your own? Will you obey him? Knowing that that obedience only comes from a heart that trusts God and trusts his plans and his purposes before ours. And so in light of this, I want to give you three really easy things that you can do whenever you feel caught in the feels, like practically. The first thing is that you should be honest. You should be honest. No matter what you're feeling or what you're experiencing, you need to be authentic, guys. All throughout God's word, we are told that we can live in the light, that we are to live in the light. 1 John 1 talks all about that. And so as we live authentic lives before others, guys, I will tell you, it's incredibly freeing. It's incredibly freeing to be known so that you can actually understand what it means to be accepted and fully loved. As people who love God will help you because they love you and want to help you with and navigate your feelings and emotions. But they cannot do that if you're never honest. And so in your small group, I'd encourage you, grab your leaders, grab trusted friends who know God and obey his word, and just say, hey, here's what I'm feeling right now. Here's what I'm experiencing right now. Will you help me navigate this? And I will tell y'all, I did not do this. Clearly, that letter that you heard this morning, I was never honest with anybody about my feelings. I was just trying to do it all on my own. And I would tell you that's incredibly foolish. It's incredibly foolish. And I never listened to anybody else. I just did what I wanted to do. And it caused less joy and more scars in my life and in others because I didn't do it. So the second thing is that you should be open to counsel. You should be open to counsel. As you share how you're feeling, you should be humble enough to receive what people have to share with you as long as it's from the Word of God. As it's from the Word of God, knowing that that is for your good, be open to that counsel. Proverbs 15:22 says that plans fail for lack of counsel, but in abundance of advisors, there is victory. Proverbs 28:26 says that those who trust in themselves are fools, but those who walk in wisdom are kept safe. I rejected what other people said, and I experienced the consequences of it. Guys, do not be wise in your own eyes. All throughout Proverbs, it warns against that and says that if that is you, you are a fool. We need other people to help us navigate all of life, including our romantic feelings and emotions. So be open to counsel. And then thirdly, choose to obey before you feel like it. Like, I think a lot of us live our lives as though feelings come before obedience. Like, you're like, hey, I'm not going to obey until I feel like it. And I'll just tell you, that is not how often it is going to work. Because even as we are in Christ, we still have a flesh that is opposed to the things of God. Read Galatians 5. Like, the Spirit desires what is contrary to the flesh, and the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit. And so what that means is that there is this internal tension and struggle that continues to happen in us. And if we think that we have to feel before we obey, guys, it's going to be a long time, I think, before we truly walk in the obedience that God intends for our life. So the third thing that I would tell you is that you are to obey even before you feel like it. And I can just tell you, this isn't from God's word, but from my experience. So take it for what it's worth. But in the moments that I have obeyed before I've actually felt like obeying, it's always turned out better in the end. That my feelings have caught up with my obedience. And I've experienced the fullness of life, I think, more because of it that God would intend for me. And I think what he wants for you as well. So search God's word. Know it through and through. And then obey even before you feel like it. So in conclusion this morning, whenever you're caught in the feels, recognize that your feelings are real but not always reliable. Inform your feelings before you follow them. And obey God's will before your own by being honest, by being open to counsel, and obeying even before you feel like it. Let me pray for you. Lord, thank you for this morning. God, thank you that even on a topic where it can just feel so scattered in terms of what we experience day to day, thank you that you have given us clarity in your word as to how we can find life and joy and peace and security in you through your word. So God, I pray that you would help all of us to navigate all of our feelings and our emotions, especially our romantic ones. And so Lord, would you please guide us? Would you let your spirit guide us according to your word? We need you, Lord. And we thank you for your son. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.